Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. My engineer is Craig Taylor, and he was filling in also today on the Jim Rome radio show, only Jim was not on. And I asked Craig, well, who was? And he goes, I don't know. He wasn't very memorable. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. He goes, it's some Steve guy, Don DC. I can't remember now. He was a nice guy, but it's just, I said, what did he talk about? You know, I don't remember that either. I said, was it about sports? He goes, I think so. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. And it's time now for our 18th and our 39-part series, Dining in L.A. And we kind of look at a variety of different restaurants throughout Southern California so that if you're visiting here, if you're certainly seeing Hollywood and the sites that can be seen here in Southern California, you want to check out some of the really good restaurants because there's some great places to eat in Southern California. Bob Green is the owner of Windows on the Boulevard in Pasadena, and we're going to be talking with him. And, Bob, a very good evening to you.
Thank you, Phil. It's great. Great to be with you.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, and we'd also like to invite anybody who is a listener of the Phil Hendry Show. Just mention that you do listen to the Phil Hendry Show, and we'd love to invite you in for a free appetizer and a free drink.
Well, thank you very much. So that's good for...
That's good for Phil Hendry Show listeners.
Windows on the Boulevard in Pasadena. We're going to keep that in mind. You offer a lot of different things. We saw the Squeeze of Lime promotion, and Mike told me, I'm not familiar totally with your restaurant, although I am familiar with the Pasadena area. What is the Squeeze of Lime?
Squeeze of Lime, we think, is a terrific social mixer. We cater to a lot of single young people. We do a great business on Friday and Saturday nights, especially in our lounge area. We recognize how difficult it is for young men to ask, for instance, a young lady out on a date on a Friday night. It can be a little nerve-wracking. As a matter of fact, I've got a son of my own, and I see what he goes through agonizing about the girls at school. So we wanted to make it easier, I guess. And I think women sometimes suffer from a complex that they get from their mothers, the sort of picky, you can afford to be selective mentality. I can tell you, Phil, that I am recently divorced, and I know how tough it is to meet young women. And what we're doing is offering a marketing strategy more than anything else.
All right, so Squeeze a Lemon is a marketing strategy?
It's a marketing strategy, but we like to think of it as a lifestyle opportunity for young men. It targets our single male customers.
All right, what is it?
We give them, and I want you to be... allow me to just kind of finish here. We give them the opportunity, the option of spiking their female date's drink a little bit.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
No, we're not talking about illegal drugs. We're not talking about roofies or anything like that.
You're not talking about roofies. What do you mean by spiking? You're talking about...
What we're saying is simply this, Phil, and if you'll hear me out. If the young man comes in and he asks our waiter for a squeeze of lime, the waiter then knows to put a little extra alcohol in the young lady's drink. And so, in other words, if she orders a single shot, this means give her a double shot. And what it does, hopefully, is it begins to facilitate more socializing, a more social atmosphere between the young man and the young woman. And that's all we're really looking to do at Windows on the Boulevard. As I said, we do a great business. Our restaurant is to die for. We've got a great prime rib this week, $29.95, delicious prime rib, all day roasted. But, yeah, we do have a great lounge and a great place. We've got a band. And
I want to go back to this squeeze of lime thing, though. If the young man says to the waiter, I'll take a squeeze of lime, the waiter, no, that's kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
Well, I don't know if you want to call it a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Is the young lady aware that she's going to have her drink spiked with extra alcohol?
I don't know that it's necessary. She's ordered an alcoholic beverage. I knew that you'd jump on this, Mr. Hendry. It's agreed upon by the gentleman and his waiter. All the gentleman need do is ask for a squeeze of lime, and we spike the drink a little bit.
What if it's a non-alcoholic drink? What if the young lady ordered a vodka or something?
That generally means that she's probably not a drinker and is not going to recognize immediately the taste of alcohol.
So you're going to spike it anyway?
If the young man asks for, if you think about it, a woman who's not going to drink that night, if you give her a little bit of alcohol, she's not going to notice that. And she'll only notice that she's feeling better. You know?
Okay, so she asks for a non-alcoholic Coke, and you guys give it the squeeze of lemon, which is to spike it with some alcohol.
That is correct.
And what if she says to the waiter, waiter, I can taste alcohol?
We've had that happen.
What do you say to her?
What we say is, you know what, we got a little bit of sweet and sour that we mixed in there by mistake. We can certainly take it back. Most of the time they say, no, it's okay.
And so you tell them that taste of alcohol is actually sweet and sour. Isn't this something? I don't know. There's something about this. What if the woman's allergic to alcohol? What if she's on medication? What if she's alcoholic?
Well, Phil, the gentleman obviously is not going to ask for a squeeze of lime because she can't have alcohol. If she can't have alcohol, he's not going to ask for the squeeze of lime.
Well, what if he does anyway?
Well, so then you're saying, okay, so what you're saying to me is he wants to purposely make her sick so he can have sex with a woman that's half dead? I don't understand what you're saying.
Excuse me. What I'm saying is, what do you mean have sex with a woman that's half dead?
Why would he order alcohol for a woman that's allergic to alcohol? I don't get it.
All right. I mean, you approached my producer, Mike Schaefer, and his wife on Saturday. Mike and his wife went in there.
That's right. We were very happy to meet Mike and his wife, Gretchen.
Okay. They went into the restaurant. Mike tells me the food is fantastic. You asked Mr. Schaefer how his date was going and did he need any help. And when he explained that you'd be happy to make his lady friend a bit more relaxed, he explained to you that woman was his wife. And then what did you say?
Well, Mr. Henry, you know what I said.
No, sir. I'd like you to tell me on the air what you then said to my producer.
When I found out Mr. Schaefer was with his wife, I told him I had a lot of single men with their dates waiting for a table, and that if he and his wife would be nice, they could pick it up a little bit. And
you told him to clear out.
I didn't say clear out. I said just finish your drink and get over, go have dinner.
And Mike Schaefer goes in there with his wife, Gretchen. They sit down. And when you ask him, does he want to spike his wife's drink, and he tells you that's his wife, you say, could you get out?
Mr. Henry, we did not say get out. We said we had a lot of single guys waiting. Look, you're sitting there on a Friday night at my place. You see a lot of single guys lined up at the bar. They got their dates. They're drumming their fingers on a tabletop. They're waiting to get seated so they can get the squeeze of lime going.
So they can't wait to start spiking their girlfriend's drinks.
You say it as if it's a war crime or something. You say it as if...
I'm not comfortable with guys who are spiking the drinks of their female friends without them knowing it.
Again, we're not using any illegal drugs.
And then that kind of loosens the women up.
Yeah, sure. Loosens them up. They're a little more talkative. Next thing you know, the guy takes her home. Maybe he wasn't going to get a kiss. Now he gets a kiss. Maybe he was only going to get the first base. I mean, excuse me, I don't mean to be crude.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, maybe now he gets the third or what, you know what.
Okay, I got that.
But that's what I'm saying with squeeze of lime, and I don't like the way the media has been characterizing it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bob Green is with us, and we're talking about the squeeze of lime promotion he has at his restaurant Windows on the Boulevard, where when a guy walks in there with his date, he asks the waiter for a squeeze of lime, and the waiter will start to spike her drink with a little more alcohol. You don't find anything about this to be the least bit assaultive?
No, I do not. Alcohol is a perfectly legal drink. She's ordered an alcoholic drink, and even if she hasn't, it's not going to hurt her. It's not going to kill her. She's going to be fine. Some of these women that come in, you know, could use a drink because they look like they're, you know. To quote, there's a great line in a movie, whatever bug you got up your ass, it's going to take a lot of drinks to kill. And I think in a lot of...
Okay, that's...
I'm sorry?
That's fine. All right, 1-800-449-8686.
So what I recommend really for a lot of guys is offering the lady a chocolate martini. She's going to get looped just on the Godiva liqueur, and then you can double up on the Stoli vanilla. The apple martini, they're huge. We'll double that up. You even see if a woman doesn't drink, you can entice her with this sweet little girl drinks. They ask for a virgin margarita. You can put a little booze in it. This is all we're talking about. It's not a war crime. We're not talking about defoliating Vietnamese jungles with napalm. We're not talking about running some kid down in an alley and sticking a slug in his back, like you were talking about that whole deal in Cincinnati. We're not talking about, raping and pillaging in the Gulf. And
okay, some of your metaphors are really giving me a headache. All right, hold on. Man. 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green from Windows on the Boulevard. Their promotion is called Squeeze of Lemon. When you bring your date in to have dinner in their restaurant, if you say, I'd like a squeeze of lemon to the waiter, he'll start spiking your girlfriend's drinks a little bit to, quote, facilitate the socializing, as he puts it. The only problem is this is something that the women are not aware is being done. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is part 18 in our 39-part series, Dining in L.A. And for those of you who may be visiting the Southern California area, want to know some different restaurants to visit, and we have Robert Green, who's the owner-operator of Windows on the Boulevard in Pasadena, a restaurant that specializes in its prime rib, but also your Squeeze of Lemon promotion has gotten a little bit of attention. You are telling single men who bring their dates in there, give us the wink, give us the nod, tell us you want to squeeze a lemon, and we'll spike up your girlfriend's drink.
I think spike up is a hard word, but we make her more amenable to what you may have in mind, and that's all we're talking about.
That still seems a little...
A little rough? I mean, I don't understand. I really don't like the way you're characterizing this, as if the man is forcibly taking the woman.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that... Making her more amenable for what you have in mind.
That is correct. And we put that in our brochure.
All right, here is Rob on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Rob? Okay, Rob is gone. Well, I had high hopes for Rob, too. Here is Felicia on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I think that the guy's setting himself up for a lawsuit because the guy that's the date may not know that the woman is either allergic to alcohol, or maybe
well,
as an alcoholic.
Well, I'm sure that he's going to say, would you like a drink? And she's going to say, I can't drink, I'm allergic.
Maybe she just says no. Maybe she just says no and doesn't get into
well, why
explaining
is she doing,
why to
Why
him.
Is she doing that? Why isn't she being honest with him?
Why should she have to tell him her medical history? If she doesn't want to drink, all she should have to say is no.
Well, my point is, don't you
and
think every relationship is based in honesty? And if she's being dishonest right off the bat, he should know that.
Then she
wait a minute.
She
what
gets
you,
sick?
Wait
no,
a minute,
she just isn't telling. She doesn't have to tell him her whole medical situation.
And you don't. And you feel
does,
that's honest.
What if she gets drunk from these drinks and gets in a wreck on her way home, and she didn't even know she was being plowed with alcohol?
Well, let's
sounds to me like she could sue you.
Let's go back to your initial statement that she isn't honest enough to tell the man that she's alert. I think he needs to know that she's not an honest person.
Why can't she just say no? I don't want a drink. Why does
is that
she have
fair
to get
him?
Into all of, you know, why?
Is that fair to him if they're going to start on a relationship?
Wait a minute. It's a date, dude.
It's exactly. They're it's not... a date. You don't
this
have to explain to him everything.
Mr. Henry, are you going to be taking the part of these callers, or am I allowed?
Yes, sir, you're allowed to comment, but you're saying, if we're going to start a relationship, she needs to be honest. Jesus, man, she's going out for a meal with the guy. It doesn't mean she's necessarily going to marry him.
Well, I think she owes him a little more honesty than that, and if she doesn't give him that honesty... then maybe she deserves to. Well, I'm not saying she deserves to, but...
But the thing is whether she gives him honesty or not, you're going to be liable.
Let me put it this way.
Because
what, let's
this
say she's not honest. Let's say she's not an honest person.
Does it
don't
matter?
You think,
you still
don't,
have no right to do that.
Don't you think we're doing both of them a favor by giving her a little something
Absolutely
extra to
not.
Make her more honest?
Absolutely not. You
well,
have no right.
I think we need to get a male perspective on this.
To give somebody something though. They don't want without their knowledge. That can't be right.
No, I
don't
think
it's legal either.
I think it's a legal drug.
No, I don't
and,
think it's legal to put alcohol in a restaurant. You own a restaurant.
I have a liquor
your
license.
Business,
I have a liquor
and
license.
And to put alcohol in a drink when somebody did not want that.
Well, they didn't
think you
say
can
they
just
didn't.
Do that.
They didn't say they didn't. They just said I'd like a Coke.
Fine.
They didn't say no alcohol in it.
So they said they like a Coke. They didn't
wait.
Coke.
Hold on for a minute. Are they supposed to say that?
Technically, the state of California, yeah.
I got to say, I'd like a Diet Coke. Don't put any alcohol in it.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay, so if she says, I like a Diet Coke, don't put any alcohol in it, and then you put it in it anyway.
Oh, now, if she says don't put any alcohol in it, then you got a point. But generally, they don't say that. They just say, I'd like a Diet Coke.
Because they think if they order a Diet Coke, they're going to get a Diet Coke.
Which means that you have the right to put alcohol in it.
No, technically, who can do that right?
Technically, I do have the right if she doesn't say, I don't want alcohol.
All right, let me ask you this. What if I go up to the bar and I say, I'd like a glass of milk, please?
And?
And no alcohol.
There you go.
Wait a second, man. You're going to put booze.
What's ridiculous about it?
Because if they say they want a glass of milk, they want a glass of milk.
Did they specify?
You don't give people what they want in your
business? Wait a minute. Did they specify no alcohol?
No, they shouldn't have to. If they say, I want a glass of milk.
Technically, I'm within my rights.
A glass of milk.
Wait a minute. What guy is going to order a glass of milk with a shot of booze in it?
Exactly.
What guy orders a glass of milk at a bar? Ah, got you on that one, didn't I? Both of you.
They do.
Two for one. Two shots. Got both birds.
But if
all
I go
right.
into your club and I say, I want a Coca-Cola,
right.
I should get a Coca-Cola, not
you want,
whatever you decide you want to throw into
I got to go. If I'm the waiter and you say to me, I want a Coca-Cola, I go back to the bar and I say, Coca-Cola with vodka. She didn't say she didn't want any booze, so.
So you
well,
just
where
put
do
vodka.
You get off doing that? That's kind of nervy.
No,
I
it's,
mean,
it's technically the state law.
I don't think you can
ply
someone, especially a business. I don't think you can put
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. If you order a Coke, okay,
mm-hmm.
and I bring back the Coke with no ice in it, are you happy?
I don't know. I might say, could you put some
yeah.
ice in it?
Bull crap. You'd want ice in it. You'd expect me to put the ice in it without having to ask for it. So?
So I don't expect you to put alcohol in a drink if I order a Coke.
You got to say you don't want.
What kind of bull crap is this, man? You're running me all around. You're getting me confused. You're saying.
You get ice in your drink?
Huh?
You get ice in your drink?
Yeah.
Did you ask for it?
No.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
But a Coke doesn't automatically come with alcohol. A Coke usually automatically comes with ice.
Coke doesn't automatically come with ice.
I got to ask for it?
Ordinarily, you don't.
I just don't think you can
right.
do that.
Thank
and I
you.
Think you're setting yourself up for a lawsuit. I think
well,
you're going to get in trouble on this one.
Let me just say this, Felicia. You come into Windows on the Boulevard, your appetizer's free, your first drink's on me, even if you don't know you're having it. I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to
people don't ask for drinks to come in a glass, but we assume that they want it in a glass, not a cup.
Well, what else are you going to put a drink in?
I could put it in a coffee cup. I could put it in a saucer. Hello?
A saucer?
Yes, sir.
Like the way I feed my cat?
Yes, sir. In other words, what we do at in the restaurant business, we do a lot of things that you don't specifically ask for. And if you don't specifically say, I don't want alcohol in it, we're going to put alcohol in it.
Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I think that this man is the lowest form of slime that I've heard on the planet.
Oh, ma'am, that is very unfair. That's very unfair.
Well, I don't think it's unfair. You've spent a long time talking about honesty and saying that a woman isn't being honest, saying
yes.
what her entire medical condition is. I think for a man to put alcohol in her drink behind her back is the worst kind of dishonesty. And one of those parables that you made earlier that you weren't supposedly raping a woman, I think that when you take a woman's control, her own knowledge of what's going into her body away from her by putting something into her drink that she's not even aware of, you are raping her mind,
oh,
and
boy.
You are raping her
I
own
think you're being
her own
dramatic.
Decision-making process.
I think you're being overly dramatic. All we're doing is
I am not being overly dramatic.
Look, Mary,
women
it's Julie,
have
right?
less weight than men, and they have a higher reaction
That's
to
the
alcohol
point.
Than men
so
do.
So if she orders a drink, and she orders a drink that, say, comes with an ounce of alcohol. What's wrong with me putting a couple of ounces in just to get her rolling?
First of
all we're trying to do is get you rolling.
A woman has the right to be in control at what rate her alcohol consumption goes at, first of all.
Our slice
and
of lime.
Of all,
look,
earlier,
I got this brochure that says our slice of
earlier,
lime. Hold on for a minute, Julie. Hold on. The slice of lime brochure here says our slice of lime loosens the legs. What's that mean?
Well, you want me to spell it out?
Yeah, I'd like you to spell it out. What does that mean?
Ask Julie.
Rape.
That is harsh, that is cruel, and I could sue you for that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. And now, stay tuned for Bud Dickman's weekly top 10.
Hello, everybody from Hollywood. I'm Bud Dickman. That's a weekly top 10 survey of the song of the people and the people.
I'll get it.
And the songs. Number 10 on our survey is Tamia with a song.
Stranger in my house.
Stranger in my house. 4 years ago, we were introduced to Tamia, the sultry songstress discovered by Quincy Jones. Many were baffled and proud that this Windsor, Ontario native was not only rubbing elbows with the big boys, but was gorgeous and had the vocal alliance to raise her above and beyond your average R&B diva. Here's Tamia. She's not really that good looking, but here's the song. Oh, she's singing now. Number 10. Oh, I can keep talking? She comes from Windsor, Ontario. She's kind of ugly. And a lot of the things that she... Okay.
You look just like the man in the picture.
A Bud Dickman exclusive.
The suspense is pounding and clouding of my head. I'm checking your clothes.
Bud Dickman.
The same size shoes. You're sleeping in a spot and you're driving a car. But I don't know.
Number 10 this week on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, Tamia, Stranger in My House. We'll be looking at that one. I bet it's going to be really good and it's going to keep going up higher. Now, let's go to Bud Dickman phone. Roy, on the air.
Yo, Bud, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, everything beautiful. I love your show. And we're listening in Cincinnati, Ohio right now. And I've just been shot. But I staggered to my house just long enough so I could make a request.
We're right here.
I'm going fast, man. Can I hear Stutter by Joe featuring Mr. Kelly?
Well, he's dead now, but here's number 9. Okay, coming in at number 9, that's Joe featuring Miss Sistacal with Stu's daughter. I'm Bud Dickman with Weekly Top 10. Moving in at number 8 now is a band that everybody know about. I was listening to them the night my bike went out of control on Highway 33 going to Ojai and my head go through tree. It's Aerosmith, and if the members of Aerosmith were professional athletes, they have both been all-stars and comeback player of the year. During the first decade of their career, Aerosmith was one of the most popular hard rock bands in America, striking a flamboyant middle ground between the cool bluesy swagger of the Rolling Stones and the more campy glam metal approach of the... New York Dolls. Oh, that's number 9, you fag. Here's number 8, Aerosmith, on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. And if people like this show enough, it'll be picked up for syndication. call up and say you want Bud Dickman's Top 10 right up your radio station.
Bud Dickman exclusive.
Tyler and Aerosmith coming in at number 8 with Jaded. Aerosmith and Steve Tyler dressed like a geese gay.
Property of Bud Dickman, all rights reserved.
Number 8 on our countdown, that's Aerosmith and a song called Jaded. Let's go to the Bud Dickman phone line now and find out what the people want.
Yo, Bud, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm calling in from Cincinnati, man. I just got shot again, and
what happened?
I went out for a loaf of bread.
Well, that's gonna happen. What do you want to hear?
I'm in the mood for a black man who thinks he's white. How about Lenny Kravitz?
You got it, sir. Number 7. When Lenny Kravitz started life, he thought he was a white man, listening to the music of Hendrix and Cream. Oh, forget it. Here's Lenny Kravitz. Ain't Fly Away, is it?
Bud Dickman does not want this to be an exclusive. You can have it.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen. Okay, that's great. So that's Lenny Kravitz, and again. Now, coming in at number 6 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, I think you should have your children go away from the radio now, because the name of this group, or the girl that was a singer, is bad. It's a really neat song, though, and it's called Thank You by, but unfortunately her name is Dildo. Now, what?
It's Dido, or Dido. Dido.
Right?
It's Dido.
Not Dildo.
There's no L in it, man.
Here's Dildo.
Dido.
Dido. With Thank You on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 Survey Hit Thing. I'm sorry.
You fool. We're going to get sued now by her.
By her management people?
Yes.
Maybe it's a misprint.
Maybe it is Dildo.
She starts singing.
Just shut up.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be great. Put your picture on my wall.
Wait a minute. This is a Slim Shady song, ain't it? That's Dido, and his song is Thank You. Dido also appear as background singer on Eminem's Stan.
Drank too much last night, got bills.
Excuse me.
My head just feels in pain.
She said she drank a lot last night. Where am I when those things happen, you know? There's Dido, drunk, laid out in the hood of her car, and I'm nowhere around. That make me feel sad.
That I might not last the day, and then you call me, and it's not so bad.
This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Checking in at number 6. Thank You by Dido. Dido. We'll be back with more of the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. We'll take your phone calls and your requests, plus a special dedication. Hello, sir, on the air.
Yo, man. Loving your show tonight.
Thank you, sir. What can we do for you?
I'm calling in from Cincinnati, man, and I'm now dead officially, but I thought I'd.
How about is that a song you want to hear?
No, I don't give a crap anymore.
All right. We'll be right back with a weekly top 10 on the Bud Dickman Show, syndicated by the Premier Radio thing, in a minute.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And now we return to Bud Dickman's weekly top 10.
This is Bud Dickman, a weekly top 10. Go ahead, Phil, do it.
I don't want to do it, Bud.
Come on, do it. You said you would.
I said that I would go ahead and hire somebody.
Just please, come on. You said you'd do it. Do it.
All right, here goes. Bud Dickman's weekly top 10.
Bitchin'. Checking in at number 5 is Case with a song called Missing You. Deaf Sound soul artist Case, recording his latest set, Open Letter, was a physically daunting task. Blah, 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 blah.
A bunch of crap. I can't read it.
Here's Case with Missing You.
Standing here looking out my window. Nights are long and my days are cold because I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go. Every day I want to pick up the phone.
But they've been exclusive.
Tell you that you're everything I need and more. If only I could find you.
Like a cold summer after.
Yeah.
That's Case with a song called Missing You. He says he can't let go of you, but one thing for sure, we can let go of this song, can't we? That's Case checking in at number 5 this week. By the way, Case is only 4'6". And he sings like it. All right, let's go now over to the Bud Dickman phone and check in on a telephone call. How you doing?
Yo, Bud, all right, man. Yeah. Is this JoJo?
No, it's not JoJo.
All right, man.
Where are you calling from?
We are calling from Hunan Island. We are Chinese Air Force. We're checking in. You rocking the house on Hunan Island. You rocking Chinese Air Force. Ow!
You partying, huh?
No, I got my foot caught in the door. Ow! Oh, thank God it's out, man.
What do you want to hear over there in Hunan Island today?
Listen, man, you play that Crazy Town by Butterfly, huh?
Checking in at number 4.
Rocking the house!
Ah! Get something stuck again?
Yeah!
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Who said that?
Sexy. Little thing, this April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was
whatever.
Down ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make electric, you'll make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Yes, ripping off Sugar Ray, trying to sound black when they're lily white. That's
don't deserve you,
Crazy Town with Butterfly.
Precious,
checking in at number 4 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Coming up, we know that J-Lo is Jennifer Lopez. We know Janet is Janet Jackson. We're going to tell you the absolutely stupid nickname that Puff Daddy gives himself that sounds like it's actually his penis. But now, let's move up the chart. This is not... Oh, sorry. What do you got with?
Huh? What? What?
This is real when I shaggy with a company of sandwich down here.
Number three. Who are your peeps? What is that?
Your peeps?
Whoa, man. Let's raise the roof, huh?
Life is one big party when you're still young. But who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good.
This is Shaggy's gardener, by the way. Shaggy's Jamaican gardener checking in. That's very nice. There's Shaggy with Angel, a song that he ripped off from the 1960s and made even worse than it originally was. And boy, it was bad to begin with.
You're my angel, you're my darling angel.
Go ahead, Phil, do it.
I don't want to do it.
Please do it.
Bud Dickman's Top 40. We don't have a song ready, so...
Damn it.
It's ready.
Checking in at number two. This is Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child new single was inspired by the U.S. Big Brother-style television show called Survivor. Beyonce Knowles wrote Survivor after a TV show of the same name. A DJ likened the band lineup to the show. They're survivors. See?
Now that you're out of my life, I'm feeling better. Thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger.
Are you singing or talking? I don't... She's like half rapping, half singing there. That's wild. The record skipping? You sound stressed. You ain't chilling. That's number two, Survivor. Get out of here. And now, here's a song that's number one on the Bud Dickman survey. Well, we know that J-Lo is Jennifer Lopez, but Puff Daddy is called P. Diddy. Here's Janet. And a number one song on the thing, All For You. See, when Puff Daddy was a kid, he got his P. Diddy stuck in his zipper, and you, well, the rest is...
This has been the Bud Dickman Top 10.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1...
If this Janet Jackson song sounds like all the rest of the songs that she's done, this is actually a song from 1985. It isn't the song you thought it was. This is not All For You.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 is part of The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show, on the other hand, is produced by Mike Schaefer and engineered by Craig Taylor and hosted by Phil Hendry, who did the voice of Bud Dickman. Now back to Bud.
Yeah, I'm Bud Dickman.
Bill Hendry.